Okay, so here are the rails. And here is our show.
Completely off. Completely gone today. What in the world? Derailed.
Yay, you're here. Welcome to the CK and GK podcast. Let's get going.
It's Tuesday.
Yes, it is. It is Tuesday. Hello. Maybe it's
we
Tuesday
are so you. Glad that you are here. Yeah, maybe it's not Tuesday.
No, it might not be, but it's our episode release day, so we're saying it's Tuesday. Okay,
we yeah. say it's Tuesday, but yeah. It's not Tuesday for us, and maybe it's not Tuesday for you.
Yeah, true.
All right, well, welcome back, CK and GK. We are the how-to show that is telling you all of the wonderful things that we learned the hard way. With me, as always, is Caitlin, who, when you look up Spunk in the thesaurus, they just show her face.
Oh, that's so cute. What a nice one. Well, you're Jenny, and you're not looking for a hunk for a housekeeper, but you totally let Tony Danza move in just like Angela Robinson Bauer from Who's the Boss?
Good, good.
Woo.
Can I also bring my preteen daughter?
Yes, only if it's Alyssa Milano.
Who was the boss?
Her. Judith Light?
Was it Tony? Or was it Angela? Or was it Mona?
It might have been Mona. She had the best one-liners. You know, fun fact about that show, Mona was originally supposed to be an older sibling, but ended up being, yeah, the older sibling to the brother, to the boy.
Oh.
And then ended up getting rewritten. And that's...
I think they did better.
I think they did better, too.
Especially when she moved to that, like, garage apartment or whatever and had her own space.
Yeah. Oh, man. I loved it.
Oh, well, we picked it back up during quarantine, and Abigail watched it.
Oh, did she really? I'm not even the slightest bit surprised. Not even
on
a little bit.
One of these, like, Roku, everything's free, but all of the TV is 30 years old channels.
I like it.
Okay, so, do we have any shout-outs?
Patreon people, if you signed up 3 months ago, your first gifts just went out, so yay!
Ha-ha!
Yep, so those
we
are coming
one.
In. Yeah, we did see one. I had never seen it before, but I did design it, so I'm actually pretty glad that it came out the way that it did. So that was pretty cool. And yeah, if you haven't signed up for our Patreon, we do have one, and the link will be in the show notes.
Awesome. Thanks for supporting us. And if you are interested, we are still offering the jumpsuit, and I will pay for the tattoo.
I'll pay for it too. I'll help.
Oh,
I'll contribute.
Oh, double tattoos. Oh, okay. I thought you were offering another one. No, no, no.
Oh, no, okay. No. I'll contribute.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention the Austin Moms, the Austin Mom blog. And we're going to talk more about the event, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time here, but you know, thank you for such a lovely event that we are about to discuss. This company that I learned about called Drop-In Gorgeous. They are a mobile salon. They do both hair and makeup. They do hair for women. They do hair for men. They do hair for children. So your whole family could get haircut, color, whatever, and they just come to your house.
That's
it's fabulous.
Pretty killer. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. The number of women walking around this event with lashes was hysterical and amazing. I loved it because they were just putting on lashes on people at this event. And
oh, you know I put on lashes.
Of course
and
you
I,
did.
I tried to milk them for a second day, but it did not work.
No, how? So they lasted, what, just that night? And then they were done? Oh, man.
I can glue them on again, but they would not. But they did not stay glued on.
No, and I'm more of a, like, cut the lash in half kind of person and then just put it on the edges. I can't do the full thing. But they were not doing that. They were giving everyone like the Bambi eyes, like beautiful, full, lush.
Oh yeah.
Caterpillar lashes. They were amazing. The other, shout out we got to give is, Tonight, actually, you and I are going to be recording with Happy Hour Podcast with Mike and Tabby, and they're big fun, so we're super excited to spend time with them. So if you haven't listened to Happy Hour Podcast, you'll
listen
enjoy
to it in a couple weeks, because we'll be on it.
Yeah, wait till we're on and then go listen.
And then give it a listen.
This is the same show that did the world record episode, that dedicated their world record episode to us.
Oh,
so we're excited to get on and record with them. It'll be really fun.
I love it. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yep.
Also, we have a correction to make.
Of course. Is it me? It's my fault, isn't it? It's my correction.
It's totes your fault, and you might have to also make it to some students that I may or may not have shared this fact with.
Ah! Oops. Oh, no. Is it the Alaska one? Or no, the Hawaii one?
So the widest state from east to west in the nation is not Hawaii, not by 1,000 miles.
I mean, if you look at Alaska, it just looks longer. I don't know why I even thought that was true. So that's on me, folks. My bad. So Alaska, you are reigning
Alaska
champion
is
of all the big things.
Yeah, Alaska is 1,100 miles longer than
Not even close. It just
and I am
look
not
right.
even saying like across the islands of Hawaii. Like
I did
measure the distance of ocean between the Hawaiian islands. They span a lot less space.
Cool. So, folks, this is just to remind you that one, we never say that we're spouting facts all the time. Two, check your sources because I totally got that. from the wrong place, and even teachers make mistakes on that, so sorry students of Miss GK, that's my bad.
So the day that last week's episode aired, election day, I was doing a presentation for my students that was funny election stories, including the election of 1800, which is my favorite song from the Hamilton soundtrack,
right?
And so I played the tune, and of course I sang and kind of danced along, and Abigail told me that was mortifying and I should never do it again, which means I'm probably going to try and do it weekly.
Right.
But I also offered what the widest state was and told them, oh, it's Hawaii. It's so surprising because it's
surprising
not true.
Because it's right. Yeah, because it's absolutely factually incorrect. So again, my bad. Sorry, students. It is Alaska, and I'm not even sorry. like I'm sorry that I told the wrong, but it's like, all right, I messed up.
Oh, right. This is not information that is actually going to change your life, so
Unless you just embarrassed yourself and then had someone look it up on their phone and prove you wrong right in front of your face, then that level of mortification is something that I can identify with, and I do apologize for that.
Well, we're just trying to create an authentic experience here. You know, we say this is, we teach you things we had to learn the hard way. We learned the hard way that Alaska is indeed wider than Hawaii.
Yeah, by a lot. Oops. My bad.
No big deal.
It is.
All right.
What it is.
So, in sports news this week, last week I gave a fake congratulations to both the Phillies and the Astros. This week I get to give a real one and say that the Astros took the World Series in Game 6 back at home. Excuse me. It was super exciting. Taylor said that we are never, ever, 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 ever getting back together, but I am totally back together with the Astros.
Yeah, I was going to say, you are
absolutely. We were on a break,
on
but
train.
Our break is like super over. We are very excited, and we are celebrating alongside the city of Houston.
We were on a break.
Yeah.
Anyway, I like it. That's a good one for you. I'm glad you're happy, and sorry, Phillies.
And the game was over.
Really for you.
Sometime in the 10 o'clock hour, Kit was awake, but Abby was asleep, and we woke her up in the 8th and said, "That looks like Houston's going to win
this.
They're
going
to win. We're going to wake you up when it's over." And she's like, "All right, that's fine. Wake me up when it's over." So we woke her up, and she said, "All right, they won. Great job." And not like I'm asleep, like, "Oh, yeah. Like, no, great job. Yay. Now I'm going to bed." And she got up off the couch and went to bed.
I mean, I'm here for that level of sass. Like, that's
so
sassy.
Not back to sleep. Not like, oh, I'm so tired, I can't even raise my head. Like, she straight up just looked at us. Okay, I'm awake now. Congrats. I'm going to bed.
I'm into it. I like it. Well done, girl. All right. Well, I have an update on the Brooklyn Nets, which I talked about in our last episode with the whole firing of Steve Nash and then Kyrie Irving, who doesn't deserve me to talk about him anymore, so I'm not going to. But I do have an update on the coaching situation. So the Nets hired Jacques Vaughn as their head coach. He had been the interim head coach after Steve Nash was removed from the head coaching position. But remember that they wanted to hire Ime Udoka, who was legit, like,
comes with
drama.
His own trainload of drama.
Exactly. So much drama. And they did not hire him, which was probably the right choice in terms of, like, PR moves. You know, less controversial, whatever. So, yep. Jacques Vaughn is the new head coach of the Brooklyn Nets after that drama. So that's the first one. Then the second one that I have is, we had election night. People are still waiting for some results across the country. But one of my favorite things, and this is sports related, I promise, Maura Healey is the first openly lesbian governor in the United States. She was elected by the state of Massachusetts. She's also the former captain, or one of the former captains, of the Harvard women's basketball team. So,
oh my gosh.
Like, yeah. So there was a fun one. And then also right after her comes Tina Kotek, who just was announced today that she has taken Oregon for the position of governor. So well done. But two openly lesbian governors for the first time in U.S. history and elected across the country from each other. And yeah, that's pretty cool.
And both in states I wouldn't mind living in.
Yeah. Oregon is beautiful, as is Massachusetts. So, yeah.
I'm thinking of my sweet little bay house right there on Cape Cod. Like, I can see the lighthouse from the town down the beach.
Like in your rom-com, like, setting. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh,
like, this is your,
oh,
this is
absolutely
your ideal? Okay.
Yes. This is what I'm,
it's like, you
of.
Own, like, a beach house and you don't live, like, anywhere near it. What
I haven't, like, mentioned it to you in the 5
right.
years I've known you. Like,
right.
Oh, by the
I
way,
like,
I have a house
I
on
have
Cape
a beach
Cod.
House. Right, exactly.
Oops.
I was getting a little annoyed, but I'm good. I got it now.
Yeah.
I figured it out. No. All right. Well, do you have any obsessions?
Okay, so this is a good one, right? I had this beef with whether or not I was always obsessed with products and whether or not I was just, like, a big marketing thing. It's not. Right now, I am obsessed with spice, and I did not know it until for the third night in a row, I made food that was too spicy for our children to eat.
Oh, no.
And they are not, like, only mac and cheese chicken nugget kids. Right? Like, they are...
No shame if they were. That's my child.
Oh, no. No. We have been through that phase. We're past it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's
okay.
Nice.
It's not that,
little,
like,
to be through that, too.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So they both have the ability to eat food. But...
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
What did you do?
I did it one night. Well, I made this spicy pot roast where you put all of these Greek peppers in it, like
okay.
that come free with the pizza, right?
Yeah.
And you cook those with the pot roast. It was amazing. It was super good, mm-hmm. but it was too spicy for the kids.
Oh,
then I made tacos. And the way I normally make tacos is I put a can of those chilies in adobo. I dice them up and I mix it in with the meat.
Okay.
But normally I do 3 pounds of ground meat and 1 can of
the
those,
tiny little, yeah, those are little cans.
Little,
yeah.
The little cans. They're tiny. It's like, it looks like you could buy makeup in a container this small.
Yeah, they're little.
Or like night cream. They're small.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
This time I did 1 pound of ground meat and a can of those Chipotles. Well, guess what? It's 3 times higher, 3 times
yeah.
hotter.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And then, to quote John, I made one of the whitest foods in the history of food, too spicy
whiter,
to eat.
Whiter than White People Taco Night? Because White People Taco Night is a real thing.
Okay, so this is... I did make White People Taco Night. It was...
yes, you did.
It was ground beef, or this time turkey, but ground meat, and those half circle shells. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Because we bought Kit these plastic dinosaurs that will hold your tacos.
Yeah, you had to.
And I knew that the hard crunchy shells would hold the tacos, would like stand up inside the dinosaurs.
Yeah,
the
totally.
But
have you heard the song, the like people singing it? They're like, white people taco night. And it's just it's like people like scanning their counter with all the white people taco.
yep. So funny. That was it. But even more than that, I made chicken salad that was too spicy.
Oh, no. How did you do that?
I put a handful of red pepper flake in it. And it was too much.
A handful. Not a pinch. A handful.
Yes.
Do you hear it yourself? Holy smokes. Yes. Literally smoking mouth. Like, what? Jenny just ripped her headphones off. They just popped out of her ear, yeah, folks. That's what that weird click was. Oh, man. I mean, so what's going on? Why are you really into spicy food right now?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if it's maybe because it's cold outside. It needs to be hotter in the kitchen. I don't know. But
that's really funny.
I am burning my children's tongues.
So what are they eating instead? Like Pop-Tarts?
Everything else in the meal, right? Like they had black bean and lettuce and avocado tacos. And then the pot roast night, they ate roasted cauliflower.
Oh.
That was the side. Oh, man. And then with the chicken salad, it wasn't a big deal because I just made pizza or something to fix that. But John That's and I were hilarious. Eating spicy chicken salad for 3 days. And it just got progressively hotter as it sat
right.
in the fridge.
Right, exactly. Oh, my goodness. That's really funny. Well, I'm going to go back to being like selfish and item focused because... Because my obsession is...
Oh, you can. I'm just trying to prove to you that I can be obsessed with things that aren't products.
I can, too. I really can.
I know
but then
you
when
can.
It comes to writing because these show notes, I forget.
Well, this whole thing was born out of this idea that you start a hobby and run it for 2 weeks and then move on.
Exactly. That's the whole point. Right.
Right.
So which, by the way...
I'm fine with you choosing products. I just wanted to show when you said, oh, is it a product? And I said, yes, it was. I just had to prove to myself that I have more.
To be fair, what I think I said was, should we just rename this segment? Because we're both doing it all the time. But I should just tell you right now, my pumpkin puzzle is still not complete. Why? Because I had to roll it up and put it to the side, and then I forgot about it. So I just remembered it just now, and I need to finish my pumpkin puzzle. There you go. So there's my puzzling.
I just remembered it right now.
I just remembered it just now. And also right now.
Good thing you didn't buy the puzzle table.
Right? Oh my gosh. My mother-in-law laughed at me for that for a while. Like she was like, thank goodness. Like, cause I had told her, like I was talking about the puzzle table. Ariella goes, you don't need the puzzle table. And I was like, but I really kind of do. And then my mother-in-law was like, no, you don't. Like,
nope.
No, you don't. She's absolutely right. She did the right thing. She told you not to buy it. It's a good thing I didn't buy it because I forgot about the puzzle. It's still not done. I want to work on it. Also, though, my husband is currently working on the Lego Home Alone house, which is rad.
I didn't know they had that.
Oh, they totally. And it's like a dollhouse. So it swivels open. There's a first level and a second level. There's a train with a Michael Jordan cutout thing on it. And it turns in a circle.
Gosh.
It is amazing. And he's been working on it. And usually I'm the one who does the Legoing. But he got started on it and wants to have it ready in time to put up for like Thanksgiving and Christmas. So that's why he started.
Is he like gluing the pieces together so that they stay Lego?
No, we're just building no glue. We're just... hoping. And then what we'll do is my plan is to get, this is from my husband's aunt who told me this idea, it was just genius. I'm gonna get one of those big Tupperware tub things, like big storage tubs.
Oh, and just put it on the lid and then put the other thing upside down.
Put it
on
the lid and put the other thing upside down on top, and then we can store it for Christmas time and don't have to have it out all year long.
Right. This is how I put cakes away.
It's smart. Like, get one of those cake things. But the problem is then you have to put it on the lid.
Right.
Like, that's
hard. So I have two very large Tupperware that fit in the fridge. Mm-hmm. And they're bowls, but I use them mm-hmm. upside down when I have a cake.
I'm thinking about from now on, instead of cutting cake the way that you see, like the traditional way with the wedge, I'm going to let people use the wine glass thing, because then you're getting the edges of the cake and then you have like a small cake in the middle and then it's easier right. to store. Anyway.
And it's so fancy. Like, oh, scoop your own cake.
Right. I love that. You're eating it out of a wine glass. How pretty is that? Anyway, so my obsession, is I, on the recommendation of friend Anne, who is affectionately known as friend Anne in our house because that's what my son calls her, bought this at-home gel nail kit. And I've been doing my own gel nails at home. And I did them again last night. And I am like so into this. It is so much easier.
Okay, first off, I really like the color.
Thank
you. Not that that has anything to do with the kit. But secondly, no. I am super impressed. How are you getting it off? Because I'm telling you, I tried that trick with the acetone and the oatmeal and the olive oil, and it did not come off my nails.
How long did you let it soak for?
Not long enough, I guess.
Okay, so
because they didn't come off.
So two things. That is how I got them off. That is what I did. So 100% acetone. In a plastic baggie with a paper towel in it, and then you put some olive oil in there so that your fingers don't dry out. That's what I did. And then did you heat up the bowl of water and do that too?
Oh, I didn't do the water.
So you have the baggie full of the stuff.
Yes, yeah. I forgot about the water.
So that's why it didn't come up. So when you do the water, it's warm, and it makes it like forces the paper towel around your hand, this paper towel that's soaked in acetone, and it forces it to like be sticking on your nails, and then it does come off. But that's what I did. So yeah, so just for our listener, in case you're not sure what I'm talking about, you do like 100% acetone in like a Ziploc baggie, not a whole thing of it, just like enough to soak through a paper towel and have a little bit extra swirling around. And then you put some olive oil in there. And then while you're doing that, you have a bowl of water heating in the microwave. I did for like a minute and a half, which is kind of long, but
that
it worked.
Hot.
It is hot. And you want it to be almost like too hot to have your hand in there at first, right? So it'll, and you'll acclimate and all that. But like when the water is pretty hot, where you're like, ooh, I feel like this is kind of hot, but I could keep my hand in it, put your hand in the bag and the bag in the bowl, and then just let it sit there for like 10 or 15 minutes. And then when you pull your hand out, you'll see all your gel is flaking off. It works with regular nail polish too.
Okay. I'm going to try it again. Not anytime soon because this manicure is still holding out, but probably got another week before I have to chip these babies off.
See, and I can't, if I chip it off anymore, like I'm just going to just destroy my nails. I've done that before where I chip off the gel and I'm like, oh, why did I do that?
Well, and that is what happened is I couldn't get it to come off. I couldn't get it to mm-hmm. peel. So I started like scraping it off.
Yeah, no.
And I was scraping away an entire layer of nail. Mm-hmm. So then because I had gotten the gel off two nails, but not the other eight. I painted over this nasty chipped gel that was like 4 inches away from my nail bed. I painted over it. And so when I went to go get it removed, I had to look the lady in the eye and say, okay, so it's regular nail polish on top of chipped gel.
She
rolled her eyes as far back as they would go. All right.
I will say this. When you do this, it'll flake off, but it might still stick. So you might need to get those wooden like cuticle pushers. That's what I used to scrape
okay,
it off.
Okay, so I was using
then I'm
like
not
a
damaging.
Metal,
yeah,
metal
no. File. Yeah, no. I that's why I was doing. I was like, that would damage my nails. I wouldn't be able to do it anymore. So yeah, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm obsessed with right now.
So I am recording in the living room.
Yeah.
For the first time. Normally I record in our guest bedroom that has doubled as our podcast studio. And I thought I would record in the living room because then I didn't have to put the dogs in the crates. I could watch them. And they are fighting to the death right now.
I can hear them.
Yes. And the thing is, you've heard me talk about our dogs before. We have this tiny little Frenchton, half French bulldog, half Boston Terrier, and then a giant German Shepherd. And the German Shepherd knows exactly how much she can do.
Mm-hmm. They're smart.
And so she
dogs.
Gets right up to that line.
Yeah.
She'll pick her up by the scruff of her neck and drag her across the floor, but not hard enough to make her cry.
That's hysterical. It's amazing to me what they know they can do, right? Like, yeah. I just watched some video of a German Shepherd playing with a baby the other day, and it was right. They knew exactly what they were doing when it came to playing with that baby. It was so cute.
It's crazy to me because also she is dumb as a bag of rocks. She really is. And she is, and not like dumb for a German Shepherd, but like I had an English Bulldog who I think might have rivaled her level of intelligence or lack thereof.
She's a sweet girl.
Oh no, it's fine. She's sweet, and after lots and lots and lots of training, she's well behaved. And so she is a loved and adored member of our family because of that, right? Like, it's okay if you're not smart, if you're well behaved as a dog. Or maybe as a dog. Human as well.
Right.
Maybe as a human as well.
This applies to all creatures.
Right. But she's not... there's something instinctual about this play fighting because I don't think that she's smart enough to know how small this other dog is. She just knows that she can't bite all the way through her skin.
Well, I mean, thank goodness for that. Right?
Right.
Otherwise, this recording session would really turn into a nightmare.
Okay. So now it's time for everyone's favorite part of the show, the gem of the week.
Yes.
And this week, my gem is a literal gem. It is a rhinestone cowgirl-themed party.
Oh my gosh. When I saw that was the theme of this event, I was like, she's going to lose her mind over this theme because it's just so perfect.
So did. It was amazing. So the event that we're talking about is the Austin Moms mom blog, the Moms Night Out. And so this is an event that they normally put on once in the fall, once in the spring, and it sells out within, I don't know, 17 and a half seconds of when they release tickets.
I don't know what it was that made me check my email. You and I did a recording session. It was a late night recording session. And I, for whatever reason, was like a little wired and just stayed up and checked some of my emails. And I saw that this event had tickets. And I think it was like the second email that I had gotten where I was like, this is weird. Why do they still have tickets? So I was like, if she can come, I bet she will. So I immediately messaged you. And I was like, I think I can get these tickets. And I actually did. I have tried for 3 or 4 years to get these tickets. Yeah. And I have never been able to.
I've always wanted to go. Mm-hmm. And so we went. And because Caitlin's a rock star, she sprung for the fancy tickets that come with a bag full of prizes.
Yeah, you got to do the swag bag tickets. I mean, come on. Yeah.
So they had it at a really great venue in Austin that kind of had this barn vibe in the middle of the city.
But yeah, like urban, like modern barn, right? Yeah. Earthy wood tones with like white, like clean lines on a lot of places. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, of course, there were opportunities to shop, right? There were lots of vendors there with all different types of clothing or jewelry to purchase. There
Nail
was
stuff.
The drop-in. Yes, there. That's right. The they had the nail stickers. Mm-hmm. But they also had this drop-in gorgeous that we talked about earlier, the business that will – it's a mobile salon that will come to your house. And – I know that there are mobile hair and makeup people, right? Like, I've been in enough weddings to know that you can hire people to come and do your bridal party.
Right.
But the idea that this is not a business based on getting a bunch of women together and doing a ton of makeup, that it can be just one appointment. And it could be, hey, I need my roots touched up. And they will come and do that. That is amazing to me.
Yeah, I love the idea of, like, being able to take care of a person when they're in a place where they feel the safest. They can, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
If you're a mom and you literally can't go out anywhere and you just need someone to make you feel like a human by like washing your hair and cutting it for you, they will do that. Like that's amazing to me.
I'm thinking about it. If you're a mom with young kids and you can't necessarily get away for 3 hours, maybe 4 with travel time, mm-hmm. You could have someone come over to the house and entertain the children while you are still the caregiver, right? Like you're getting your hair done. But if, you know, there's an emergency, you're there to handle it. But your kids could be entertained elsewhere in the house.
Right.
And you don't have to find a sitter.
Yeah, I thought that they were. And the girl who we spoke to was super nice. The one who did your lashes did a really good job. Like,
oh, yeah.
To me, it felt very like Real Housewives glam squad that they all have, where they all like bring glam.
Oh, yeah. They had their little belts full of makeup brushes and combs. Yeah.
One girl sat there and got her like entire like face
hair
done.
Makeup. The
it
works.
Was amazing. Like the whole I was like, I walked past and I'm like, she's getting her hair done. Oh, how cute. And then I walked past like 15 minutes later and I was like, she is still there.
We go to this event again. I'm coming straight from work.
You might as well. And then just get in line at the makeup place first. And then your lashes would stay on for longer than a few hours. Lots of fun beverages and fun food and just super nice people. We got to meet some of the actual Austin Moms blog contributors, which was pretty cool. And they're really nice people. And I also just need to say this event ended at 10 o'clock at night, which is so moms. I can't even handle it. And I loved it. I was like, okay, raffle's done. It's 9:30. We've seen everything. We've done everything. We did all the things we wanted to do. We didn't win the raffle. Let's go. And it was totally great because it was already starting to thin out when we did that.
I thought it was amazing. I was so happy.
Yeah.
One of the things that they did that I thought was like just wicked cool was the way you bought raffle tickets was by bringing items to be donated to a woman's shelter.
Yes. So smart. I love it. And they asked specifically for things that people don't think to donate, like feminine hygiene products and like socks, things like that you're like, oh, that's smart. I should have done that. So it was awesome. And I think that they probably did pretty well too, because there were lots of raffle tickets in those jars. So I think hopefully whatever, I think they were donating to Safe Alliance, which is their particular charity of choice this year.
Philanthropy. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
We met a representative from Farmhouse Delivery while we were there, and I may have gone back for more samples of the pad thai. It's fine. It was delicious. But it was really good. Got a coupon code from Farmhouse Delivery, and in addition to delivering ingredients to your house, like groceries that are sourced locally, they also do these meal kits. And I ordered 4 meal kits that will come next week. So I will give you the dish on these dishes.
Yeah. So my neighbors actually use Farmhouse too. And I had forgotten the name of the brand that they were telling me about because we use a different one for now. But I'm very into this idea of locally sourced and all that stuff. I think that that's important. And I want to make sure I support, you know, my home economy and things like that. So plus, like, just the quality of ingredients is going to be better anyway. But I'm super interested and I haven't made my order yet, but I'm going to.
But speaking of food, we have a food holiday coming up.
We totally have a food holiday coming up. I love this holiday.
So should we do the first Thanksgiving trivia and all of that? 1621.
1621. That's the first 1621, Thanksgiving.
1621. I believe
what else?
So, yes.
Don't come here for facts. You've already learned.
It was in Alaska. and then the second one was in Hawaii.
Right. Perfect.
They did not eat turkey. Is my understanding there was not actual turkey at the first Thanksgiving.
Pheasant or something instead?
Yeah, I don't know. But the facts are really strong with this one. I know. I'm out of jokes. I'm sorry.
I was waiting to see how long I was going to get you to go.
Yeah, no. I'm like, I don't know. All right. So HEB, local neighborhood grocery store, is having a beer festival. And John, hosting a show on beer and being the collector and trader that he is on much more than a first name basis. He texts back and forth with the beer and wine representatives at our HEB. When they see something, they send it to him and say, do you want me to put this aside? Okay. And so this is true story. This is true story. Like, I know this girl Alicia's coffee order. In case we go to Starbucks before we go to HEB, we bring her a latte.
Wow.
Okay.
One, that's amazing that you do that. Two, y'all are really friendly with them.
Yeah.
I don't have any words. Like,
yeah. So Shout out Alicia and Jordan. Okay. So amazing. Anyway. Yeah. Okay, so
amazing.
They're having this beer festival. So there were a couple of local breweries that sent out representatives to give away free samples. So of course we went, not so much to get the free samples because we figured whatever they were pouring, we've already tasted or might even have in our fridge, but more to show support to our friend and connection. Right.
Yeah, sure.
So we go and John is chit chatting and mucking it up with the other beer guys there. And I'm walking around with Kit trying to keep him entertained. And so the reason that this story is relevant is because we were looking at different bottles of wine in the same section as where the beer festival is going. And festival is like a really loose term right now. What I meant to say was there were five people there giving away beer samples, right?
Like, and also, is there like maybe some sort of weird signage that's festival?
But we're walking around trying to keep him entertained. And so we saw the 19 Crimes bottle and I was like, who's this? Snoop. And so we would look around and we would walk down each wine aisle trying to find a picture of Snoop on each bottle.
That's amazing. That is so I have had the Snoop wine. It was a rosé. Not my fave. That said,
but you bought it because his face was on it, so it worked once.
I didn't buy it.
Ah!
No, it was at a friend's house and I had it there because I was like, I have to have this. And I guarantee you that's why they bought it too. They were like, we have to have this. Like, you have to. And they had other options.
I have bought the Snoop wine on more than one of occasion because it has Snoop on it.
Right. And he knows that, by the way. I'm sure he's like, yeah, they'll buy it because my face is on it. That said, they did, like, this party did have other options. So it's not like they were expecting you to drink Snoop wine all night long. But I poured myself too large of a glass to back out. So I had to keep going.
The point of no return.
Right.
That's hilarious.
Oh my gosh. How did we get here?
First Thanksgiving.
There it is.
Back to
Thanksgiving.
Okay, so we're here for Thanksgiving. Okay. So I love Thanksgiving. And the number one reason I love Thanksgiving is stuffing. The number two reason that I love Thanksgiving is because my family goes around the table every year and says what they're thankful for the year.
Love it. Also, stuffing is the best. You are correct. Well done. Keep going.
Thank you. Okay. So, and I am a big fan of stovetop. Don't get me wrong. It's great. But Thanksgiving stuffing is where the world is at. Okay. So anyhow, we go around the table and we say what we're thankful for the year. And there are years where it is very emotional and we are all crying. There are years where it is funny. There's years where it's a mix of both.
Sure.
But I thought we could go through the same exercise. And since there's only two of us, we have some subsets of what we are thankful for.
Yes.
Okay, so the first one is what we are thankful for about the show. Because as you just informed me this week, we are coming up on our 1 year podiversary.
We are, which is so crazy that we've we had this idea, it's like 2 years ago, but that we've actually been, this is the one hobby that I haven't given up on.
I love it. So what I am thankful for about this show, outside of the fact that we have a regular date to talk every week, is all of the connections that we have made with other podcasters.
Yes, that actually is mine too. I mean, one, again, it's given me a hobby that I haven't given up on, so yay. But also, the amount of cool people that I have somehow managed to also become cool with, like, as in that they like look out for our show and they like talking to us and we have something to contribute to them. Like, that's amazing to me. And if you are a podcaster who is in the podcast community on any social media channel, you will see how strong it is. You probably already know because you have your own support system too. There are just so many people doing so many cool things. Like, there
I just
are
didn't
so
even realize there was. Yeah, I didn't even realize there was a podcast community, but there totes is.
There is, and it's strong. It's a strong.
It's strong.
Podcast
it's diverse,
community.
And it's. We're so glad you're here.
Yeah, it is. We're so glad you're here.
Yeah, there is no spirit of competition or like whose show has more listens. Never that. It's. Well, oh my gosh! Yeah. How can I promote what you're doing? I love that you're trying. Way to go.
Right. Right. And like the littlest victories get celebrated, you know, even if so it might take one show, you know, 3 months to get to 5,000 listens, whereas it takes our show almost a year to get there. And it doesn't matter like, it doesn't matter. Everyone celebrates everyone, and it's just so supportive. And the thing that you have to know too is that, like, even if your show has the same idea, no show is exactly the same. You can be listening to movie podcasts and they'll cover the same movie and it's completely different, where the only thing that they're talking about is the movie that's the same and literally everything else is different. And that's what makes it so cool. And I think that's why people don't feel like there's a competition out there when it comes to other indie shows. Now, we're not going to talk about the big shows, the shows with celebrities in them that are famous because they are celebrities, like, or Joe Rogan. Come on.
We are the Wayne's World of podcasts.
Right.
Right? And not we, you and me, we the indie community.
Yes.
Right? Party on, Wayne. Okay, so professionally.
Yes.
The thing I am thankful for this year is both John and I got new jobs. I transitioned from being a full-time classroom educator to this research / teacher / professional development role that I really like. I love studying, teaching, and learning. I love all of the metacognitive work that we're doing, all of this neuroscience that I'm learning, and just really diving into the science of learning. It's so interesting to me.
That's awesome. You do seem worlds happier. Like, it's totally noticeable that, like, you might be stressed, but, like, it's a different kind of stress. Do you know what I mean? It's you're able to deal with it better and all of that. Yes.
And from task, it is not from feeling, from harboring negative feelings about my job.
Right. The emotional piece of it is removed, or at least the negative emotions are removed.
Right.
Which is really nice. I also got a new job this year. I've been at this job for almost a year now. We're at the 10-month mark, which is crazy to me. This time last year, I was, as we say, fun employed.
Nice. But
it was not fun. It was like, I had a contract job writing that was actually really interesting. I got to write textbooks.
Right.
And I had to write them at different levels for different intellectual abilities. And that was very challenging and really, really interesting. That said, that contract was up and it's the holiday season and I'm getting stressed because it's gift giving and it's also having bills and things like that, that I just couldn't, you know, and before anyone's like, well, what about your husband? Like, to be clear, this is stuff that I wanted to purchase, that I wanted to give to other people, things like that, and pay my mm-hmm. own bills, because that's something that I've always done. And it matters to me that I do things like that for our family. Right. So there's that. So I was very stressed out at this time last year. And then I happened to, at this time last year, sign up for a cohort of support for my transition from teaching into ed tech. And then also started to make connections on LinkedIn that were meaningful, and stumbled upon a post from my boss, who's now my boss. And I noticed that he had a podcast, and I said, hey, like, you have a podcast. I also have a podcast. I see that you have a position open. If you're interested in anything in my profile, I'd love to have a chat. If not, that's okay. I did not send my resume right away, right? Because I was like, that's too forward. But made a connection, and now I'm working with this tiny little company. We're scattered literally all over the US, and they are the nicest, rational, helpful, supportive people. And I am so thankful that I'm working for these people. It's amazing.
Yay!
Yay. So great. So great. We rock. Go us, new professional.
Yay!
Things that make us happy. That's awesome.
Okay, so then personally.
Yes.
And we, in my family, there's like this given that everyone is thankful for their family. And if they are practicing a faith, their faith, their pets, having a home, we kind of accept these generalities that, like, these are things that most people in the world don't get to just rely upon and be thankful and, you know, take for granted right. the way that we do.
You're acknowledging that there's a level of comfort and privilege that comes with this situation. Exactly. So I appreciate right. that. So, I mean, people saying things like, I'm happy for my health. Yes, that is, we're yes. all going to make those assumptions at this table that we're all thankful for food, water, shelter, and things like that. Yes. Okay, I see what you're saying. Yes. So you don't have to say, like, I'm thankful for my health and then feel guilty. Right. Right, I get
right.
it.
Because right. the person next to you really wants to say that they are thankful for their new car. And, like, we grant you that as long as it didn't come into question this year, right. we are thankful exactly. for our health. Right. And we are thankful right. for our family. And we are thankful for the things that we have.
Sure.
So, personally, the thing that I am thankful for is I am going into 2023. And this mm-hmm. is 10 years from when there was a knock at my door and it was a process server handing me a divorce petition.
Wow.
And in this 10 years, I have gone from a feeling in the pit of my stomach and a puddle of tears on my front porch to getting married again to a spouse who was supportive and kind. And last weekend, we had a very, very tough talk about expressing our prioritization of home and family as much as we know mm-hmm. the other person believes that they are prioritizing mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. And that is a conversation that I have to imagine for a lot of people would go badly. But we were able to talk for 2 solid hours about how we believe in the other person. We just need to see them act differently. And it was, what can I do differently and what can he do differently? It was not like, Jen, you're slacking off, or John, I haven't seen you wash dishes in a week. Like, it was the two of us really talking about, hey, I know where your head is at, but can you show me with your body?
I love that. Right. Like, yeah, I get what you're saying. Now also, can you act on that, please?
Right.
Yes.
And this is a totally different me that I am 10 years later.
That's amazing. You were like, had a look on your face like you might like be emotional about this.
Like, yes. And I imagine that if I was saying this in person instead of to a microphone in my living room all alone, I would probably be a little messy right now.
Right. It's like the whole, it's like teacher face, right? Like, you can say hard things without crying because you've had to say hard things. I've been in a similar situation with a colleague of mine who, unfortunately, her baby passed before term, and it was just a very difficult conversation because I was also pregnant at the time. Oh. And thankful that I didn't have to be the one to tell the kids, but they all knew. She was like pretty much my bestie at the time, and it was a very difficult thing for the kids to wrap their head around, and I was very thankful that I didn't have to do it, but I did somehow manage to not cry when they asked me questions. Like, I don't know right. how I managed to not cry, but...
And I'm not talking about, like, there were no tears. Like, of course, like, your eyes water and maybe tears run down your cheeks. But I am talking about, like, the sobbing, ugly cry.
Yeah, no, right. That's... I saved that ugly cry for when I had to read Marley and Me out loud to fifth graders.
Oh, who does that? Like, here are my subplans. Finish Old Yeller.
Right. It was, to this day, I'm not totally convinced that she was like, I don't want to read this chapter out loud for the kids. And then just, I'll make the sub do it. And me, having known the story is sad and never, ever, ever reading that book. This is before the movie came out, by the way, too.
Right.
Never reading it on purpose and being like, oh no, it's that chapter. It was that chapter.
That's awful.
And the kids are like, oh my gosh, Miss did your doggy just die? And I'm lying through my teeth like, yes, my dog just died, and that's why I am ugly crying in front of all of you guys. We're talking mascara on the cheek ugly cry. I checked it later on. Oh, that was rough. But that's a different kind of crying. I'm pointing it out because it clearly matters to you that this 10-year period has seen so much change and growth, and that your relationship is so different, and it just, it makes you very happy, and it's wonderful. I'm glad. That's awesome.
Thanks.
I too have had some of those conversations, and I'm very thankful that I have a partner who I can have those conversations with. And I think that I would say he's probably my number one I'm thankful for every year, right? That's
right.
And I have taken a lot more time this year to reflect on that. My other one, though, is about myself. And my son, mostly myself, but we have gone through the process of having my son be identified as someone who potentially has ADHD, to diving into research about what that looks like in children. Keep in mind, my son is very young. He's only 6, and getting a diagnosis this early means that there's definitely some symptoms that are showing, right?
Like, right.
We have other friends who can speak to this. Right. We have other friends who can speak to this for their own children, similar situations. So, there's that. And knowing that there's a reason why his processing is different than some of the things that we've seen. So getting an ADHD diagnosis for my son is very important. And then of course there's the whole, ADHD doesn't just happen, right? It comes from somewhere. So, knowing that it's not my husband and then because ADHD, like the weird connections that you make, and then the processing issues that you have, and I started to like dive into this more, and it's going to sound crazy, but I think a lot of people will agree that TikTok is where a lot of people are finding out, like, oh, this is a symptom of autism. Oh, right. I have like several of those symptoms. Maybe I'm actually autistic, which is where that hashtag, you know what I mean? Like these are, yes, things that people are doing. And for some reason, the ADHD videos just resonated a little too hard with me. And again, I've told you, like in therapy, you know, when my first session with my most recent therapist was like, you're sure you don't have these symptoms? Like you think it runs, like walk me through this again. So she suspected from day one, but getting that validation of knowing that, like, no, there really is a reason why my brain can't process that many sounds at one time. And I'll get irrationally angry when I have one person ask me a question that asks for one thing, and then another person ask me that exact same question 15 seconds later, and I have no time to get to either child, right? Like there was a reason why I would be like just project abandonment, right? Like all of these things are real, and just knowing that, like, this is truly not just me like being kind of a weirdo. This is legit. I am masking other things. I am copying other behaviors because I feel like I have to, in order to, you know, to understand what's happening.
And you're
these
not
are,
a
these
klutz.
Are weird things.
It's that your body is having a hard time with spatial awareness.
I'm dropping things and knocking things over all the time because I literally have no concept of how far or close they are, right? Like I thought I did.
Right.
Right? Or like the other one that I can't do, and maybe this is not ADHD related, I'm sure it's not. You know, people ask you like what someone looks like, they'll say like, can you describe their build? I cannot do that. Someone's like, oh, how tall do you think that person is? I'm like, like, I don't know, like 5'8", they're like 6'3". I have no concept of any of that. I also can't do weight. Like
I'm bad with age. I'm
really?
So bad. I was like, oh, like she's got to be like what, 45? And they're like, no, Jen, she's 90. Like you're off.
Well, that's this toxic millennial trait of thinking that like 10 years ago still means 1995. Like that's
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
My husband can do that. That's his like party trick, is like you tell him a TV show or a movie and he can probably pinpoint the exact year that it came out. We are a how-to show ultimately. So yes, we wanted to talk about things that we're thankful for, and that's important. And we know that it's a week early also. We are very much aware that it is a week early. That said, the reason that we thought we would do it now is because we also have recipes that we really love, and we wanted to tell you guys what they are so that if you need to plan your grocery list, you have time to do it. See, this is what we were planning ahead.
We're so clever.
This. I know, we're so smart. So I am terrible at making real food, And by real food, I mean things that are not dessert. And it's not
savory foods.
Right. There it is. So I can, you know, roast broccoli and like chicken breast and things like that. I can do stuff like that. And I can make a whole bunch of stuff in a crock pot. But I am usually, the reason that I'm like paralyzed when it comes to cooking is because I'm afraid that I'm going to undercook something and get people sick. And it's just an irrational fear. It's one of those things of like, I'm afraid I'm going to get a paper cut in my eye if I'm holding a stack of papers too close to my face and I get bumped. It's that level of irrationality when it comes to me cooking a real meal with meat. Like I just get afraid. Okay. So I don't do it.
So here is what I'm going to say about that. I cannot leave this without trying to fix it.
Okay.
Right? Like, a good friend would just be like, oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. A worse friend would say, let me fix it for you. So that's who I'm going to be today as the bad friend. Start with making vegetarian food.
Yeah, no, I get that. And that is the rational thing. That's why I can like roast broccoli and stuff like that. Like I, you know.
But like, you know, try making a curry or soup or something that has no meat. Yeah. There's no risk there.
That's a good idea. Yeah, that's true. That's a good idea.
Anyway. Okay, back to your desserts, because I also don't make desserts, so who am I to talk?
Right. Well, here we go.
I made that rainbow cake. I killed that.
Yeah, that was
good. But I used a mix.
It came out so pretty.
Okay, what came out pretty was a lot of food dye. I didn't like actually bake.
But also, if you're responsible for putting the ingredients together, you're baking. So just keep that in your head. All right. Remember that.
Assemble the muffins. Okay, keep going.
Right. Because I'm terrible because I'm terrible at cooking real food, or because I have an irrational fear of doing it, I make desserts. That's like my thing. I'm good at it, and I like to bake because I can see every single ingredient, and I know that if I stray from that, it's not gonna come out the right way. So the only thing that I measure with my heart is chocolate chips. Everything else gets put in exactly as it's supposed to be.
Okay, I have never heard measure with my heart, but I'm about to get that painted on a piece of old barn wood and hang it in my kitchen.
I mean, garlic and chocolate chips, you measure with your heart. You do not put in one clove of garlic when I ask for it. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's very white lady TJ Maxx sign.
Oh, this is what I'm saying. Heart. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So what I do for Thanksgiving, because again, I'm terrible and I don't want to make the food. I just want to sit and have people bring it to me, is I make dessert. And I've made several things over the years. And one of them is, instead of a pumpkin pie, I make a pumpkin cheesecake. I love it because I use gingerbread cookies for the edges. Like instead of graham cracker crust, it's gingerbread cookie crust.
Okay. You might need to practice that before Thanksgiving.
So I've practiced it, and every year my cheesecake cracks. And I meant
make one and I'll taste it for you.
No, I get it.
Okay.
So I would have to bake it and it would be a cracked cheesecake. But you could totally have the cracked one because Bryce doesn't like it when it's cracked. I'm like, listen, I'll fill it with whipped cream, all right? Like,
yeah, he says crack is whack. I say crack is back.
I am just looking at it like, listen, I just want it to come out, right? So next time I do it, I'm going to try the water bath method and see if that works. But yeah, I'm very annoyed with it not working. Anyway, that's one thing that I make. So I might consider throwing that recipe up on our blog because I feel like that's a good one. But the ones that I'm making this year are my pecan pie, which I don't make the crust for. I buy the crust. And my pecan pie, I put Heath Bar in it. So it's not just pecans. It's like caramely Heath like Bar.
Toffee, chewy.
Yeah, toffee. Yeah. I put Heath Toffee in it. I haven't done the chocolate part, but I do the toffee, and you can buy just like Heath toffee bits already crumbled up at the grocery store.
Oh,
so that's what I make. Yeah. And I don't make it any other way. I like regular pecan pie, but this has just got a little extra kick to it. And then the other thing I make is a chocolate pie. And I didn't make this chocolate pie until last year when our friend Angela gave it to me, as a recipe. And she's like, it's the easiest thing in the world. Just make this. And when I tell you it came together in like 20 minutes with the store-bought Oreo crust, boom. Mm. That's what I make. And it's so good. And you get to, you know, eat Cool Whip. So I'll put those two recipes definitely up on the blog. And then if I can find my cheesecake recipe that I haven't burned because I'm mad at cracked cheesecake, then I will definitely put that up as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm excited. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, growing up in the Air Force, Thanksgiving for us was not normally an extended family holiday. It was a multi-family holiday.
Sure.
And so we would either, and I think I've said this on the show before, we would either invite families that were new to the area and maybe didn't have a house yet or were feeling lonely, missing their family, or we would invite single GIs to come over from the dorms.
Yeah. I love that. That's great. Oh, yeah.
So Thanksgiving was always a really big holiday at our house. There were always people there. And, you know, for most part, like the kids were meeting for the very first time.
Sure.
There was one year, even my dad like drove over to a training facility, picked up a bunch of guys who weren't allowed to have cars yet, drove them back to our house. Oh, yeah.
That's so nice.
Tupperware for everyone. Go back home to the dorms.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice.
But because of that, like, my mom and dad have been making a Thanksgiving turkey for 40 years.
I can't even believe it. I'm terrified to cook a turkey. Like,
right?
I'm so scared. I can't do it.
And they do it the really dangerous way of putting stuffing inside the bird and roasting it with stuffing inside.
Oh, I am
telling you, Caitlin, there is nothing better than bread that was cooked inside a turkey.
I have no doubt in my mind that that is accurate. Oh, my gosh.
It is salmonella, like, waiting to happen. One year, all of us are going to be sick the weekend after Thanksgiving because we all ate this turkey. But I'm telling you, until then, we're going to keep doing it. It is so good.
Wait, but if the turkey is cooked all the way through, why did I even say that word?
The risk is that the turkey and the stuffing are not cooked all the way through. They use a thermometer. They check to make sure that both the bird and the stuffing is cooked.
Yeah.
And then they scoop the stuffing out of the turkey and then they put it back in the oven and cook it again. So, like, there's really not a bacterial issue. But anyway, it's super great. And my parents have a rule that the turkey has to go in the oven before the Rockettes come on in the Macy's Day Parade.
Okay.
So they'll be making the announcements after the break, the Rockettes. Right. And my mom's like frantically sewing this turkey shut because they overstuff it that much that they sew it shut before they put it in the oven.
Oh my gosh. Amazing.
Okay. All this to say, growing up and in my young adulthood, when I would go back home for Thanksgiving, I never had to make a main dish because turkey and stuffing was always taken care of. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we all specialized in side dishes.
Okay.
Okay. So I make these sweet potatoes that I swear should really be on the dessert table.
Okay. Ooh, do they have marshmallows on them?
Well, this is what I'm going to say. They are not the sweet potatoes out of a can that then you dump a bag of marshmallows on top.
Okay.
There are no marshmallows in these. Okay. So you roast real sweet potatoes in the oven.
Okay.
Until they are soft enough that you can squeeze them with tongs or your hands if you're brave. But they get kind of hot after you roast a potato for an hour. No. So
that's a bad idea.
But you scoop out the flesh and you mash them with cream and butter and honey and brown sugar and pumpkin pie spice, and then also salt and pepper. And if you put salt and pepper, it's a savory dish. So now it's not a dessert. It's a side dish. Right.
There you go. Smart.
And then you put them back in the oven with brown sugar and pecans on top.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That sounds super good. I am not a sweet potato person. It's too sweet.
Is very sweet.
I would have a taste of that. If I know what to expect, then I'm okay with it. But sweet potatoes, they're not consistent. So sometimes it's like, you know what I mean? It's hard for me anyway.
Yes.
And, it's also a texture thing. I can't do certain textures, but that said, this sounds like something that I would at least like have a couple of scoops of and then go, okay, now I need some like really tart cranberry sauce, but I could totally do that.
Right. They are not syrupy sweet like the canned ones with the marshmallows. They are
rich that helps.
And buttery like good mashed potatoes, but they are sweet because they've got honey and brown sugar in them.
Okay. No, that's better. That I could handle. Again, probably just a couple bites.
Right. And you don't need a lot because you're tasting all of these other foods, right?
Right. Exactly.
There's some kind of green vegetable casserole. My dad makes a spinach casserole that he puts saltine crackers on the top and then puts it back in the oven. And I think he's the only person left in the Fear Cult family who eats it.
That sounds rank.
My mom like puts a scoop on her plate to be nice, but.
And then she scrapes off the plate and it yeah. goes in the trash with everything.
Right,
else.
Right. The yeah. other thing that we have on our Thanksgiving table every year, and I should just ask where this comes from. We just kind of assume that it's part of Thanksgiving. Sauerkraut.
Your last name was Faircold?
Yeah.
That's where it comes from. That's where it comes from, right there.
Yeah, I guess
you're or right. I was going to say, like, did you grow up in Pennsylvania? Did someone in your family have...
My
like,
dad's from sort of... Baltimore, Maryland. So that's really close.
Okay. Yeah, there's yeah. there's some... I think
yeah,
somewhere...
Yeah, but you're right. Why am I asking?
Joey and Brenna
German
are
last name,
ass. Right.
German family, probably sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut.
Okay, that makes yeah. sense. So, but the next day, right? Like, everyone wants to have leftovers. We know that's a thing.
Yeah.
But... You're also ready to do some other things the day after Thanksgiving. Some people call the day after Thanksgiving the beginning of the Christmas season.
Yeah, we do that.
So I like to make poinsettias on the day after Thanksgiving.
Ooh, yummy.
This is a twist on the mimosa. Instead of using orange juice, you use cranberry juice.
Yeah.
And a splash of Grand Marnier.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, I mean, people are like, yeah, I do that all the time. But the Grand Marnier makes it a little different. Oh, I love that. You could put a little cherry, a little maraschino cherry there, too.
Yeah.
We're baking just as hard on the day after Thanksgiving as we are on Thanksgiving, because that's the day that Bryce takes all of the leftover turkey and he puts it into chicken pot pies. But it's not chicken. It's turkey pot pies. And with like, yeah, all, with like. The potatoes, and it's a great way to like use up some of the sides and the turkey leftovers, but he does
okay,
it every
so
year.
One of my first bosses out of college, the one who taught me break one rule at a time, yeah. his Thanksgiving leftover tradition is they make turkey egg rolls.
What?
Yeah.
But I'm into so they, it.
Yeah. They dice up all the vegetables and the yeah. turkey, and then they add a bunch of cabbage and they roll it into egg rolls, and they use the same turkey fryer they use to deep fry their turkey. And they fry the egg rolls.
Oh, wow. That's a great idea.
Isn't that fun?
Maybe that's a how-to. How to use up your leftovers for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Could do a whole episode on that.
Okay, here's how you use them
until
up.
Next
you
year.
You take a piece of bread. Yeah. You put stuffing and turkey and mashed potatoes and then a bunch of gravy and then you just eat that.
Oh, my gosh. My pants just got tighter. Just
yeah.
around the waist. Around the waist right then, just thinking about it. I always wear stretchy pants for Thanksgiving, by the way. I don't wear jeans anymore. It's not worth it. Anyway, that's my other how-to tip. Wear stretchy pants. Loose fitting.
Oh, we do a black tie Thanksgiving.
You do not.
Of course we don't.
There's no way.
No.
Gloves.
We all wear pants.
I can
pants
see
that
your
can
mom's
unbutton.
In her formal ball gown, and she's got her, her gloves, her satin gloves, and she's sewing the turkey.
Yes. No. No, we all wear pants that unbutton so that we can unbutton them, let our guts hang out on the floor, and whine about having eaten too much and watch football.
Right. And then when everyone's feeling a little snackish, it's time for pie. That's how you do that.
We go for a walk first. And actually, we're doing double Thanksgiving this year. We haven't been to John's family in a while. And they're having Thanksgiving in Houston, which is a 3-hour drive from Austin. So I told my mom we will have Thanksgiving lunch with them. We will get in the car and arrive at your house just in time to walk a couple times around the block and then eat 7 desserts.
Perfect. Oh, my goodness. That's a lot. All right. Well, I think we're ready to wrap up. So we've got our how-tos, which is our recipes that we're going to put on the blog. So you need to go there to get them because it's kind of hard to explain a recipe in the podcast space. People do it, but I'm not professional enough to do that. And thank you for sharing your thankful fours. And if you have thankful fours that you want to share with us, we'd love for you to tweet at us or comment on one of our posts or something like that. We'd love to know. And you can find us at CK and GK Podcast, all spelled out, CK and GK Podcast, on any platform that you go to.
Awesome. So make good choices.
And happy Thanksgiving, everybody. A week early, but still, happy Thanksgiving. Okay, bye.
Gobble, gobble.
Hey friends, thanks for listening to the CKNGK podcast. Find us at CKNGK podcast on Instagram and Twitter, and rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, or anywhere else that you pod. See you next time.